Hello everyone, I'm Professor Fadi Fariachi, a power and energy expert, and today I want to address an important metric that all South Africans should be aware of. That is the energy availability factor, or EAF, as it is commonly referred to. Very simply, the EAF represents the difference between maximum availability and all unavailability expressed as a percentage. It excludes the planned capacity loss factor, or PCLF, the unplanned capacity loss factor, or UCLF, and the other capacity loss factor, or OCLF. Notably, and to mitigate certain risk, this definition excludes renewable energy sources, IPPs, and international power imports. The EAF is a crucial indicator of the reliability and efficiency of our electricity supply. A higher EAF means that more of our power plants are functioning optimally, which translates to reliable electricity for homes, businesses, and industries. To stop load shedding completely in South Africa, the EAF should be at minimum plus or minus 70%, and to revert to comfortable lives, the EAF should be at minimum plus or minus 80%. So why should South Africans pay attention to the EAF? We've all felt the debilitating effects of load shedding and energy shortages since 2008, and especially the last few years. Currently, Eskom's actual EAF performance is poor and stands at 55% for the financial year 2024, 61% for the financial year 2025, with projections to improve to 66% in 2025, aiming for 68% in 2027, ultimately targeting 70% in the long term. Monitoring the EAF helps us track the effectiveness of these targets and investments in infrastructure improvements. In summary, the EAF is not just a technical term. It's a vital metric that impacts our daily lives, our economy, and the future of energy in South Africa. I thank you.